Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Alampi is back. Jim has become a great member of our brain trust over the last several years. Founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, which we've talked about on the show here before. He's been to town, folks. He's been an executive and a board member of a number of companies and help them to be successful. He has a track record of success a mile wide behind him and certainly in front of him as well. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Jim Alampi, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Jim. So one of my quests in my work here for the last many years is helping small business owners understand that they are the chief executive officer of their business. They're the CEO, and try to help them understand what the tasks of a CEO are and the fact that they've got to stop managing part of the time and step into the executive role where there's more visioning and strategizing and a little less managing. And because in a small business, they're the only ones who will do that, who are supposed to do that. And so anything you can do to help us make that step. And of course, as you know, unlike the CEO of Exxon, who doesn't have to do anything else but be the CEO, we do have to move back and forth. But the trick is to make sure we fire ourselves from jobs that we don't have to do and promote ourselves to jobs that only we can do. What do you think?
I think you hit the nail on the head, and the problem is that most brand-new entrepreneurial CEOs don't have a role model. They don't know how to do it, so they struggle with the whole accountability piece. And we found over the years that accountability is one of the most critical elements and skill sets for a CEO, but it's also one of the least well-done across all the companies that we've worked with.
When you say accountability, talk to us about that.
Somebody is willing to first hold themselves accountable for delivering on things that they've committed to do. And number two, they hold each other accountable, all the people who are in leadership roles. And last, your boss holds you accountable. It's almost like inverting the pyramid upside down. Mm-hmm. It's not your boss you have to think about first. You have to think about holding yourself accountable for the things you've committed to get done.
Well, first you have to commit. First you have to commit, don't you, Jim? I mean, you can't hold yourself accountable if you never declare.
And so many new entrepreneurs don't have a comfort level in knowing how to set up that accountability, the words to use, the kind of follow-up things. A lot of people think it's being mean or to hold one accountable. Mm-hmm. You made a commitment to get that report to me by Friday. What part of that issue didn't you understand? That's not being mean or nasty. It's all business accountability, that somebody promised to do something for me. You need to be accountable.
Right. That's exactly right. So how do we do this for ourselves? What is the Jack Welch way?
Jack Welch, I think the premise was Jack Welch hated all of the performance review forms he'd ever come across. And I've never found a good one yet. I'd rather write it a performance review out on a yellow pad than use some of the forms that are right out there. So Wells had a great process. He told all of his direct reports every 90 days he wanted a list of their five most important goals they had to get done in the next 90 days. And once he got those, and they could write them on little 3x5 cards or whatever. It wasn't fancy. And then when he received those cards with the goals, he had 1 week to agree or disagree with what his direct report had listed on the card. And if the executive hadn't heard from Welch within the week, he could assume that they were both aligned on the same page about what the five most important goals for that executive would be. And then during the quarter, they'd be talking off and on about how progress was being made. But at the end of the 90 days, each one of those executives owed Welsh, again, the 3x5 card with their five goals and their own assessment of how did they do in the day period on their top five goals.
So they had to show up with an evaluation of how they did and also present how they're going to what they're going to do for the next 9 days.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, Welsh would take those surveys or those results back in, put them in a manila folder, and by the end of the year, he had 4 3x5 cards, each one with five goals, so the top 20 goals for the year, that he could then sit down at the end of the year and do a performance review with that executive.
And that's a good way to do. That's a good way to behave with our direct reports. And I think people will probably use that. Maybe they already are doing some of that. But how do we impose that on ourselves? See, I'm more worried about the CEO out there. I'm not worried so much about whether a CEO, you know, maybe they're not as perfect or as elegant as in managing their people as they ought to be. But I think the deficit is in acting like an executive ourselves. How do we do that? How do we use this system on ourselves?
But you've got to have a role model to watch, you know, or read all. You've got to take sort of and have the discipline to know what to do, as you said in the lead-in, what's critical to do and those things that you ought to stop doing. And that's a hard thing to do. A lot of times those stop doing things are things CEOs really like to do or they're really good at, but it may not be the most important way they can contribute to the success of the company.
Right. And so when you say role model, is this someone that we watch that from afar? Where, you know, I've had a lot of mentors in my life that didn't know they were my mentors. I just observed them and paid attention to what they did and how they when they succeeded and when they failed. Or would it include being part of some kind of a mastermind group or something like that?
Yeah, you know, those CEO peer advisory groups where small groups of CEOs get together once a month or whatever. That's a great opportunity for a newly emerging entrepreneur who hasn't been in the role or hasn't started a company in the past. Watch people in action, see what they do and battle against that.
Right. Hey, Jim, hold that thought. I need your website quickly, please.
Jim@Alampi.com.
All right, Jim, Alampi, it's Alampi.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.